91X News.
It's 16 degrees with light rain showers at noon. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Nikolai Karpinski. French officials say the alleged mastermind of the Paris attack was able to make his way from Syria into Europe undetected. ABC reporter Aaron Katursky is in central Paris.
The French interior minister says the intelligence services did not know Abdelhamid Abaoud was in the country prior to the attacks on Friday night. The thinking was he was in Syria, but he turned out to be hiding away in an apartment just north of Paris in Saint-Denis, not far from the stadium where the attacks began. A tip led police to the apartment, and after a lengthy raid, they finally were able to confirm Abaoud's death through fingerprints.
Abaoud was believed to be behind 4 of 6 attacks thwarted by France since this spring 2015. Belleville residents say they have mixed emotions about refugees coming into the country. QNET News was downtown yesterday speaking to people about the Syrian crisis. Some world leaders have reconsidered allowing refugees into other countries. Even some provincial premiers have called for Justin Trudeau to stop the immigration, citing security concerns. Trudeau's plan to bring 25,000 refugees to Canada by the start of next year is still going ahead. Here's what people had to say in Belleville.
I think our government's on the right path, and they should move forward cautiously, but some haste as well.
I'm okay with Justin Trudeau's plan. I think they know what they're doing, and they have security protocols in place that have worked in the past, and these people really have nowhere to go, and it's in a situation that I can't imagine being in.
I think that anybody has room for the refugees should bring them and make them comfortable and happy. I know there's a lot of problems, but I don't think it's their issue, so I just think they should be free to come.
As far as myself is concerned, don't got a problem with the refugees personally. It's the fact that the labor market's down and, you know, there isn't a lot of jobs, you know, for local citizens as it is, you know, bringing in an extra 25,000 people, you know, looking for jobs, hungry people, you know, just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Belleville is expected to rehome at least one family of 5 by the end of the year, and 10,000 refugees are expected to come to Ontario by January 1st. Saskatchewan Premier Brad Wall says the province will establish a refugee settlement center to coordinate the arrival of Syrian refugees into the province. The announcement comes just days after Wall said the federal government should suspend its plan to bring in 25,000 Syrian refugees by year's end because of safety concerns. The premier says it's important to ensure that refugees who come to Saskatchewan make a successful transition to life in Canada. He still says the deadline is not good public policy. Wall says he remains concerned that a rushed political deadline could compromise the success of the refugee resettlement effort. The premier says many questions remain unanswered about the federal government's resettlement plan, but the province needs to be ready to welcome the refugees whenever they start to arrive. Loyalist College manufacturing student Nathan Bloke won his 3rd Formula Racing Championship this month. He dreams of racing at the highest level, but the road hasn't been easy for him. Reporter Joseph Quigley has more.
Nathan Bloke says he's most relaxed racing at high speeds. But winning the F2000, his 3rd championship in 5 years, was exhilarating.
First thing that goes through your mind is that, like, it's over. It's finally finished, and then you realize it sinks in. Just like, it's a very satisfying, very relieving, and it's very rewarding is what it feels like.
The road to get here has been difficult for Bloke. Formula racing is an expensive sport, with costs going up to hundreds of thousands. But that hasn't stopped Bloke. He's funded his way to championships through sponsors. His goal is to get to Formula One, the highest level of his sport. He knows it won't be easy, but he has not given up hope.
I've already survived in this sport longer than a lot of people, than I thought we would, and a lot of people have given me credit for. To say that F1 is not possible, I would like to prove them wrong.
Joseph Quigley, QNET News, Belleville.
If you're looking for long-lost family, John Doherty and Phil Martin are here to help. They are genealogy assistants at the Sterling Public Library. Doherty shared the story of one man in search of family with QNET News.
Nobody would talk about his great-great-grandfather or whatever. Turns out that the guy had run away, and he turned up in Illinois somewhere with a totally new family.
Doherty and Martin can be found at the Sterling Public Library every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Loyalist College offered free professional headshots for personal LinkedIn profiles yesterday. Stelios Pappas covered the event.
Loyalist College offered free professional headshots for personal LinkedIn profiles. LinkedIn is one of the most used websites for portfolio building. Francine Short, the Career and Alumni Services Officer, says this is important for students.
So we, here at the Career Center, we give students any opportunity we can to obviously prepare for their careers. And one thing that we're offering to students is professional LinkedIn headshots that they can use. Oftentimes students, you know, don't maybe have good cameras or the opportunity to take headshots. So we offer them the opportunity. Today we're going to offer LinkedIn headshots.
But after an hour, the photographer was a no-show. Rob Alexander, a PR student, got to take the photos instead. After finally setting up at the busy cafeteria, only four people grabbed their photos. Student Mabel Proud.
I don't know the organization. We read the advertisement on the notes board to go and do it downstairs, and it was not happening there, so we had to come in the dining hall. So I think the organization was not good and the planning, so I don't know.
How did they turn out? The four students who grabbed their headshots think it was done well. One of the first things employees are more likely to see are a picture of you, so it's better to have a great photo than none at all. Stelios Pappas, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
No need to watch award shows this year to get your fix of stars. Just visit Mark's No Frills, where the all-new Guiding Stars program makes eating healthier a breeze. No more frustration due to small print nutritional facts to find out what's good and what's not. Simply look for the stars on the package. For more information on the Guiding Stars program, visit guidingstars.ca. Be sure to ask about PC points as well. Mark's No Frills, 211 Bell Boulevard, Belleville. And remember, as Mark's No Frills, our prices won't be beat.
QNET Sports. In Junior A action tonight, North York takes on Kingston, while Trenton faces off against Newmarket. Both games start at 7:30. In Junior B, Gananoque goes against Picton. In NHL action, the Edmonton Oilers are back in the NHL cellar. Marianne Hossa scored early in overtime last night as the Chicago Blackhawks beat the Oilers 4-3. Edmonton has now lost three games in a row. In Winnipeg, the Jets used two goals each from Mark Scheifele and Drew Stafford to beat the Vancouver Canucks 4-1. The two clubs at the top of the NHL's Eastern Conference standings are in action tonight. Montreal is home to Arizona, and the New York Rangers are at Tampa Bay. The Habs and Rangers have 30 points apiece this season. There are nine games in all. Ottawa is home to Columbus. In NFL action, week 11 of the NFL season kicks off tonight in Jacksonville. The Jaguars will take on the Tennessee Titans. Both teams are long shots to make the playoffs. The Titans are 2-7, while the Jaguars are 3-6. In NBA action, another loss for the Toronto Raptors. They dropped their third straight after a rough fourth quarter, falling 93-89 to the Utah Jazz. Rodney Hood scored 16 points to lead the Jazz. Utah went on an 11-2 run in the fourth after trailing by six midway through the final period. Luis Scola had a season-high 22 points for Toronto. A light schedule around the NBA tonight with only three games. The 12-0 Golden State Warriors will try to remain perfect when they visit the LA Clippers. The Warriors have opened the season with 12 straight victories. Sacramento and Miami will get the three-game NBA schedule started this evening. Cleveland is home to Milwaukee, and the LA Clippers will entertain Golden State. In golf, the 2015 LPGA Tour season comes to an end this weekend, with the Tour Championship in Naples, Florida. Lydia Ko and Inbi Park are going to duel it out for the top spot in the world rankings. The season's money crown, the long scoring title, and the Player of the Year award. They will play today with third-ranked Stacey Lewis. Toronto Blue Jays slugger Josh Donaldson is one of three finalists for the American League Most Valuable Player Award. Donaldson hit .297 with 41 home runs and 123 RBIs last season. He's up against Mike Trout and Lorenzo Cain. The MVP winners for both leagues are expected to be named around 6 p.m. Eastern Time. In the Olympics, Mexico's participation in next year's Olympics could be in jeopardy because of a conflict between the government and national sports federations. The sports bodies are facing financial inspections by a national government agency. The International Olympic Committee opposes political interference in national sports bodies. Last month, it suspended Kuwait's national committee over government interference, leaving the country's athletes in limbo for the Rio Games. Send us your team or league scores by email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And in weather, the forecast for Belleville tonight is partly cloudy with a low plus one. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with a high plus five. At night, cloudy periods, low minus one. At 12:11, it's 15 degrees and light showers. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Nikolai Karpinski. News on 91X next at 1 o'clock.